Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. It's National Volunteers Week in Canada this week. I chatted with Michelle Hand from the Wood Buffalo Food Bank, Shannon Rex from Fuse Social, and Julie Penny from Big Brothers Big Sisters on the impact volunteers have on their organizations. Joining me on the phone here today is Michelle Hand from the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Michelle, how's it going here today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Doing well. National Volunteer Week in Canada this week. How important are volunteers to the Wood Buffalo Food Bank?
We honestly could not do our job without the help of all the incredible volunteers that we have in our community.
That's definitely a testament to how important volunteers are. What are some things volunteers do for the Wood Buffalo Food Bank?
Absolutely. So in our during our food drives, we have about 300 volunteers that offer their time over the course of 2 days, where they're standing out trucks, they're handing out lists, they're thanking people for donations. On a day-to-day time in our warehouse, they're building hampers for our clients, they're stocking the shelves and doing some smaller tasks that might need to be done on an average day for us.
So how often would you say you need volunteers? I know you mentioned the food drives, but on a day-to-day basis, are you needing volunteers as well?
Yeah, so we have a volunteer shift every single day. We have 4 people in the mornings and 4 people in the afternoon. So every single day we have volunteer opportunities from Monday to Friday.
Maybe could you share some success stories of examples of how volunteers have made a difference in the lives of those you serve?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we've really had is that we've noticed that our clients have actually come back to then volunteer once they've got themselves out of the situation they were in. So we have a lot of past clients that have come and now are giving back by volunteering at the food bank. So I think that's an incredible testament to, them volunteering their time as a thank you for what we do here.
And obviously, volunteering, you do it for more than just yourself, but how does volunteering with your organization contribute to personal growth and development for folks who do it?
I think that there's a lot of times where people come here and they don't fully understand what really happens at the food bank and have a full grasp or understanding of all the services we may provide or how we actually do serve our clients. So it's really good education just that way. But not only that, is getting some of that work experience that you're in a warehouse, you understand sort of how to work in that safe system. And so great work experience, great to understand food insecurity, and as well as just giving back to the less fortunate.
How does the food bank adapt its volunteer opportunities to accommodate individuals with varying schedules, abilities, and interests? Because everyone's different.
Absolutely. So we definitely try to assist with, if someone's coming in and they're elderly and they can't pick up boxes, then we have other tasks for them to do. Like they can go into the kitchen, they can cut bread, they can help us portion out some of our larger products like rice and flour. If you're a young, strapping person, then there's lots of things that you can do to lift some boxes and help us that way. So we really do try to have opportunities that fit every person of every age.
And it's another good reminder of that Spring Food Drive, the 10th annual coming up on April 27th and 28th. What are some details that we should keep in mind for the Spring Food Drive?
So we are still really, really looking for volunteers. When you go to our Facebook page, just go and click on the link. It's going to take you to a different app, and you can actually pick your store and the times. We're really needing it. It is such an important time for us to have our volunteers with as many people as we need. It is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, and we couldn't do it without having our volunteers. If you have any questions, though, that is probably, you know, give myself an email, or you can call right down to the food bank and get connected with me, and I can walk you through how to sign up.
Sounds good. And to volunteer for, you know, 365 days a year, or, you know, just whenever you have time, what's the best way to do that with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank?
Yeah, same way. If you go to our Facebook, you go on to Hunger Heroes, click volunteer. On the right-hand side of the page, it says our volunteer hub, and you just follow that link, and it's going to show you all the different opportunities that we have, whether that be our spring volunteer, another event volunteer, warehouse volunteer, or also driving around in your own vehicle and helping us collect food from the grocery stores. There's lots of different options.
Michelle Henn, the Communications and Development Manager with the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, just thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on, Michelle. We'll get you on again sometime soon. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Bye.
We'll be back with more Fort McMurray Matters after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here this morning is Shannon Rex, the Executive Director of Fuse Social. Shannon, how's it going here today?
Good. Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be able to come on and talk about National Volunteer Week in our community.
Absolutely. With it being National Volunteer Week this week, how important is volunteering for Fuse Social?
For Fuse Social, volunteering is critical, I think, because of the huge role that volunteerism plays in our local social profit, nonprofit sector, but also for the community. There's so many benefits to volunteering for organizations, but also for like personal benefits for volunteers themselves. So it's really important for us to highlight it this week and all year round as part of our North Star Forward with Buffalo Volunteer Center, so we can get the word out about the many opportunities about volunteerism in the community and how they benefit our organizations and our community members.
Realistically, could your organization make it without volunteers?
No, like many organizations across the community, we've got over 360 registered nonprofits operating in Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo region. And many of those are run either primarily by volunteers or with the support of a strong volunteer complement. So it's really critical to the work that our sector does in the region.
What are some things volunteers do for your organization?
We are so lucky. We've got a wonderful board of directors. They are all volunteers who support the strategic direction of Fuse Social. We also utilize volunteers for our Leadership with Buffalo Advisory Committee. So volunteers come in and provide their perspective on the program. Some of them are alumni of the program. Others are community champions who can support us in terms of how we can best develop leaders in our community. We also use them for the Heart of Wood Buffalo Awards. So we've got a dedicated team of volunteers who are part of the award selection process. They developed criteria for scoring all of the submissions and joined us here for a couple of days to go through all of the nominations and select the winners. We also have volunteers that help us just out in the community with our programs and services. So when we're out in the community talking about Wood Buffalo volunteers and the North Star Forward Wood Buffalo Volunteer Center, we're joined by some amazing community volunteers to help us get the message out as well.
Could you share some success stories or examples of how volunteers have made a difference in the lives of those you serve?
Yeah, so I think so many good examples that I can think of across the community. I think all of the volunteers that serve on board of directors at organizations across the community are making a huge, huge difference. We're seeing a big need for dedicated board members to sit at these tables to help steer the strategic direction of organizations. So I think any of the work that you're seeing in the community, a lot of that is due to our dedicated board volunteers. But there's also lots of other ways. I know there's some really, really great volunteerism partnerships we've seen between Golden Years and St. Adam Society and the Heritage Village for seniors to get out and support events and programs that our community members really value and appreciate being able to bring their families to. And a lot of that work is because of those dedicated volunteers being able to help with the heavy lift that it takes to run some of those events and programs.
Obviously, to volunteer, it means to, you know, not really worry about yourself. But how does volunteering with Fuse Social contribute to personal growth and development for the folks who do it?
I think there's lots of different ways, and everyone's volunteerism journey is different. We hear from lots of newcomers to our community that utilize volunteerism as a way to get connected with organizations and businesses and neighbors and friends in the community. So that social piece, getting to know the people in our region and building new relationships. It's also a way to utilize some specialty skills. So we've got people that volunteer their time to coach their kids' sports teams and help out in the schools. We have a lot of value here, feel a lot of value from the volunteers through the North Star Florida Buffalo Volunteer Center, but we also know that volunteerism extends the community far beyond that. So every way in which people give back their time, whether it's through their kids' sporting events or their schools, or they help clean up the community, maintain our trails, all of those kind of have a big impact on our community and I think help people get better connected to our region.
And obviously, you know, everyone's different. Everyone has a busy schedule. And how does the organization adapt to volunteer opportunities to accommodate individuals with, you know, those varying schedules, abilities, and even interests?
Yeah, so what we hope to do through our WBVolunteers.ca, so Wood Buffalo Volunteers, is our volunteer management platform. And so we post opportunities that are available at organizations across the community. And all of those opportunities have different time commitments. They've got different dates of the week. So we try to post a wide variety of things that'll help people get connected with opportunities that work for their schedule, but also that are aligned with their interests and skills so that it helps, you know, make sure that people are connected to opportunities that mean a lot to them.
Fuse Social has been celebrating National Volunteer Week all week with a variety of events. Why hold these events to celebrate volunteers?
Because we know that sometimes volunteers are kind of the silent list behind a lot of what happens in the community. So a lot of things that exist in our community couldn't carry on the way that they are without volunteers. So we really like to take this opportunity to participate in National Volunteer Week and highlight the impact of volunteers in the community and be able to kind of talk about the ways in which they help to make the community what it is.
And I understand there's still some events coming up today, tomorrow, and Saturday. What can you tell me about those events upcoming?
There are. So we launched this week with our Volunteer Appreciation Brunch, which was presented by Earl. So we were really excited to see a number of volunteers come out for that on Sunday, as well as on our Community Day at Mac Island on Monday. So many volunteers, but also volunteer hopefuls coming out to learn about ways that they can get connected to the community. We had a couple of Indigenous art workshops that were presented by Nistowayu Association Friendship Center yesterday here at our offices. And then today and Friday, we've got our community cleanup. So it's an online initiative. So members from across the community can step outside and get some fresh air and with their families or friends, wander around and help clean up the community after the winter, pick up some garbage, make things look a little tidier. And if you take pictures of yourself participating in that community cleanup and tag us, so at Fuse Social on Facebook, and use the hashtag #NVW24, then you'll be entered to win bowling and a pizza party that's been generously provided by the Alley YMM. And then Saturday night, we also have our closing event for National Volunteer Week, which is our Bingo Bash that's being held at 72 Kitchen. So that one does require tickets, but they are free to the community. So if you want to pop on our website at fusesocial.ca and then click on the National Volunteer Week banner, it'll bring you to a place where you can secure your tickets for that event and come out and join us at the Bingo Bash.
Good to hear. Last year, Fuse Social had some pretty big numbers when it came to volunteering. What could you tell me about those?
So I can tell you that in 2023, we had just on the North Star Forward Buffalo Volunteer Center and WBVolunteers.ca alone, 12,505 volunteer hours by community members across the community. We've got over 9,000 registered members of WBVolunteers.ca, which is amazing. And we know that there's far more than that. So we saw a ton of people come out and volunteer during the evacuation in the spring. Giving their time, but also, again, acknowledging all of the hours that go into other organizations across the community that are not represented in that, children's sports teams, school, all of that other good stuff. And volunteerism doesn't have to be formal either. So anytime people wander around and help tidy up their community, give back, like all of that is volunteering work that's incredibly valued in our community.
Absolutely. How can people volunteer with Fuse Social?
So if you're interested in signing up, you can go to woodbuffalovolunteers.ca, and that'll take you to our website. It's pretty easy to make a profile. You can start looking through the different opportunities that are posted. A couple of things that we've got coming up, if you've never volunteered before, or even if you have and you're looking to get back into it, there's lots of organizations as we head into the spring that have some opportunities available. Safe Communities with Buffalo has their party program on April 23rd that they're looking for volunteers for. So that's posted on our website. The Local Hero Foundation is also looking for volunteers for their MASH Bash fundraiser on May 4th. BGC is formerly Boys and Girls Club Fort McMurray. They've got their youth wake-a-thon that they're looking for volunteers for, as well as McMurray Métis has their Métis Fest coming up on May 31st to June 1st, and they're recruiting volunteers as well. So all of those are available on wbvolunteers.ca. If you have any troubles accessing the website or you're looking for a little bit of help to help find some opportunities that are the right fit for you, you can also always call our offices or come by our volunteer center, and someone would be happy to help you in person. And then there's another thing coming up in the next week. So the food bank also has their 10th annual service food drive that's coming up on April 27th and 28th, and they've got a lot of opportunities available for that as well. That one's a great opportunity to get involved. We have people asking how they can get involved with their kids and friends, so that's a great group volunteering opportunity that's coming up soon as well.
Awesome stuff. Shannon Rex, the Fuse Social Executive Director. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, I don't think so. Just wishing a huge, huge thank you to all the volunteers across the community that have helped out in any capacity over the last year. Really looking forward to being able to continue to celebrate you this week and keep you involved. If you're not currently a volunteer and you want to be, again, feel free to check us out online or come by our offices. We're at 20 Rydell Street above BGC. And we also have an event coming up in July that's going to be a volunteer fair. So organizations across the community will be able to come out and advertise their volunteer opportunities, get connected with volunteers. So that'll be coming as well. We're going to be having that at Heritage Village. So stay tuned for more information on that.
Good to hear. Thank you so much, Shannon, for the time. We'll get you on Fort McMurray Matters again sometime soon.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks so much, Ryan.
We have more in store for you after the break here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Julie Penny, the Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo. Julie, how's it going here today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing well as well. Great to have you on the show here today, celebrating National Volunteers Week. How important are volunteers to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Oh, volunteers are the backbone of what we do here at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We heavily rely on our volunteer mentors in everything that we do, and without them we wouldn't be able to provide our youth mentoring service to young people ages 6 to 18 in the region. And because of our volunteers, in 2023 we were able to serve over 850 young people in the region. So they are so valuable, and it's so important to recognize them.
What are some of the different things volunteers do for your organization?
Yeah, so we have our youth mentoring program, so we have different service deliveries that we can do. So volunteers can sign up to be a one-to-one mentor with a young person in the community. So they spend about 8 hours together with their young person, or they can be a group mentoring facilitator volunteer as well. And then we also heavily rely on volunteers for our board of directors. So without them, we wouldn't be able to move forward with our visions and our goals of what we want to achieve each year.
Realistically, could your organization make it without volunteers?
We would definitely be put in a hard place if we didn't have our volunteers. Like I said, all of our programs heavily rely on them to be successful. Right now, we do have 40 young people on our wait list for our one-to-one community-based program. So we're really pushing to be able to recruit more volunteers. But because of our low numbers, we've had to kind of stall and pause our enrollments for our young people. So we definitely need more volunteers.
It's also important to note the impact volunteers for Big Brothers Big Sisters have, because sometimes that gets lost, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that sometimes people, when they look at volunteering with us, they think, well, I can't be a mentor. Like, what do I have to offer? Or, you know, they think they have to have a certain background or education. But anyone can be a mentor if you're willing to give your time and be able to instill some positivity and build skills with that young person, you're making a big impact. And just some stats for you guys. If a young person does have a mentor, they're 80% more likely to pursue healthy lifestyles. And then they're also 50% more likely to be involved in their community and want to give back when they're adults. So, yeah, anyone can be a mentor. I highly encourage anyone who's been interested to look us up and sign up.
Could you share maybe some success stories or examples of how volunteers have made a difference in the lives of those you serve? Because I imagine there's no shortage of those examples.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have young people coming into our programs for various reasons, from various backgrounds. And we actually, in the last year, we just had a one-to-one mentoring relationship close that have been matched for almost 10 years. So this adult mentor was matched with their young person when they were about 7 years old, 8 years old, and they were able to see them up. They're graduating high school this year. So they've really been able to be a part of every stage in their life. And I'm really excited to see their relationship form now that they're, you know, outside of our program, because that's the impact. A lot of our matches do stay connected after they're, you know, they've served their time or they've completed their program with us. So just kind of see their relationship transform over the years is really special.
And, you know, obviously volunteering with Big Brothers Big Sisters, you're there for the kids, right? But how does volunteering with the Big Brothers Big Sisters contribute to personal growth and development for the volunteers themselves?
Oh, it has a big impact. And I actually started out with Big Brothers Big Sisters as a volunteer mentor myself. And it's, I love to share this story because it's been one of the best things I've done so far to date in my life. I knew that I always wanted to give back to the community, and I always believe it starts with our young people. But even, you know, working in the field that I do, I didn't realize the big change and big impact it would have on me. But I've been matched with my young person for over 2 years now, and you know, we spend every Thursday together, and I can't imagine not meeting up with them. They're a part of my life now, but they've definitely taught me some life lessons. So I definitely encourage, if anyone has any hesitations or fear, just to kind of do it, because it has honestly been the best thing that I've done for myself as well.
And obviously everyone's different too, right? So how does your organization adapt in its volunteer opportunities to accommodate individuals with, be it varying schedules, abilities, or even interests?
Yeah, so that's another thing too. We're a very transient community, especially if you're interested in volunteering in the one-to-one program. But we're very flexible and accommodating because everyone has different schedules. So if you're able to give just 8 hours a month, whether that's a weekly commitment or you're meeting bi-weekly, we're really open to all of those models. And then if you're only able to give maybe a shorter term commitment, you can always sign up to be a volunteer for our group mentoring programs. So those programs run anywhere between 7 to 10 weeks in length. So if that's something that's a little more doable for your schedule, that's something that you can reach out and inquire about as well.
Awesome stuff. And you mentioned earlier on today, Julie, that you are looking for volunteers, as there is a bit of a wait list building up. So how can people get to it, sign up, and volunteer with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, our wait list is quite long for our one-to-one program. But if you're interested in volunteering, you can visit our website at www.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca, and you'll see the big volunteer button that you can click on and submit your request, and one of our staff will be in touch with you about the next steps. But you can also call us at our office at 780-791-2447 or drop by. We're located here in Thickwood, and we'd love to chat with you if you're interested in volunteering with us.
Julie Penny, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, I just appreciate the time to be able to talk about National Volunteer Week. Like I said, it's very crucial to everything that we do. So I just want to give a big thank you to anyone who's been involved with our agency over the past years. You continue to make a big impact to our young people in the region.
Awesome stuff, Julie. Thank you so much for the time here again today on Fort McMurray Matters.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for our show today. Big thank you to my guests for joining me on the show once again today. Looking forward to tomorrow's show. It's a busy one, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.